In many American homes this year, people are taking extra care to keep out mosquitoes. The bugs usually inflict nothing more than an irritating bite, but recently some mosquitoes have borne the potentially deadly West Nile virus. The virus was first detected in the United States in 1999 when it killed 6 people in New York. This year, birds infected with West Nile have been found in every state east of the Mississippi and in some to the west. The virus has killed 11 people across the country and sickened many more. In the state of Louisiana, where 9 of the deaths took place, an official public health emergency remains in effect. NPR's John Nielsen has just come back from Louisiana, where he's been reporting on the West Nile outbreak, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
Hi.
What's it like down there? Did you get the sense that people were afraid?
I would say overall, no. I didn't get a sense that the state or the people in the state were freaking out. The state officials have been telling everybody who will listen to them that you can reduce your chances of catching this virus to something close to zero if you wear strong bug repellent and long-sleeve shirts at dusk and dawn, and if you make sure there aren't any standing pools of water around your house, because that's where the mosquitoes that carry this stuff generally hang around. But I did sense a kind of anxiety underneath the surface that'll be interesting to watch. And one of the signs of that is that in recent weeks, people have been running to the doctor every time they get a headache to find out whether it's West Nile fever. By some accounts, it's gotten so bad that the public health officials have been standing up at press conferences to tell the public to stop clogging up the hospitals with these questions. I was at a press conference where the state epidemiologist, a doctor named Raoul Ratard, told people to forget about their headaches and fevers, essentially, and only call the hospital when it really started getting bad. And then he went on to define what really bad meant.
You need to go see the physician when you start having signs that the central nervous system is affected. What's the early sign? The early sign would be a huge headache, photophobia. You don't like the lights are really bothering you. A stiff neck. Most important, what we call altered mental status. You're not quite awake. You're not quite yourself. You are mildly confused. You know that something is wrong.
Generally, what he's talking about is the point at which you start to get encephalitis or meningitis, which, again, are very, very rare things. It's when your brain starts swelling. That's when you go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you traveled a lot through the area. Were you bitten by mosquitoes? And how did you react to that?
Unless you don't get off the plane, you get bit by mosquitoes when you go to Louisiana. And I have to say that West Nile has, in that sense, changed the whole way I look at nature, or at least that corner of nature. Every single time I got bit, I thought, okay, am I going to die?
Yeah.
Which was a statistically ridiculous thing for me to think. To cite one of the many reasons why there are 60 different species of mosquito and there are only 2, it is believed, and maybe only 1 that passed the thing on. But it has made people just wary of the outdoors in that sense.
Well, I heard reports, John, of mosquito hunting in Louisiana, and I can't help but wonder here, what exactly is mosquito hunting?
That is something I did when I went down there and visited with the public health people. And mosquito hunting is basically the backbone of the investigative process that may help get these people ahead of diseases like this in the future. It's when you go out and trap a lot of mosquitoes in a lot of different places and run tests and figure out what they've got in them. One of them was, well, they called it the stinky foot technique because they took dry ice in a canister and let it melt or whatever it is that dry ice does. And that released a lot of CO2, which essentially simulated what mosquitoes sense when they get near a stinky foot. And they would come over to investigate and they would get sucked up by a big fan into a net. And then the expert takes them and sorts them out. And then another technique that they use that I find found fascinating was, you take a leaf blower, you reverse the wires so it sucks. Basically, it's a vacuum. And you go out into the swamp to preordained places, and you suck the mosquitoes up into an ice cream pint that you've stuck onto the end of the leaf blower, and it has a mesh on it, so it sucks the mosquitoes up in there. As a radio reporter, that has an extra value, because when you take that off and put it down, put your microphone on top of it, yeah, you get these really scary mosquito sounds. And I brought you some of those too. Collecting these bugs is a rotten job. It sounds like a rotten job. It is a rotten job. But I think it's the key to unraveling viruses like this one. And frankly, I think personally, that governments ought to put more money into funding things like that. Because once you collect enough of these mosquitoes, you start to see the patterns, and then you can make the predictions, and then perhaps down the line you'll be able to get ahead of outbreaks like this before they happen.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, let me ask you then, has the state of Louisiana done a good job responding to this big surge of West Nile infections?
The general sense is that the public health community in Louisiana saw this thing coming, put a warning system into place, caught it a little bit earlier than they would be able to catch it, and also sprayed some of the most important mosquito breeding grounds. I mean, who can know? But it could have been a lot worse, is the general sense I get.
NPR's John Nielsen. Thank you, John.
Thanks.